You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and welcome. Okay, so I've been fighting that flu. It's almost gone. My voice sounds a little funky, but it's actually almost gone. Hey, and my remedy for getting rid of that flu really fast is you get those airborne tablets, and it's okay if you get the generic ones because they're the same thing. You dissolve that in water, and then you add an energy C to that. It's okay if it's the generic version of that too, and you mix it again, and you drink it. So when the flu first starts coming on, when you first start getting that scratchy throat, my recommendation, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nurse, but this works for me. So you drink this 3 times a day until it starts to settle. So first 2 or 3 days, you drink it 3 times a day, and then you go down to 2 times a day. Then you go 1 time a day until the cold's gone. And then I still would do it after that because it's cold and flu season. But if you get this flu and then you get over it, you're pretty much immune to it because your body's already fought it. So, but beef up your immune system by adding a little bit of and by the way, Energy C and Airborne don't pay me to tell you that. It's just something that works for me. So, hey, the other thing is I've been traveling a lot. So you'll notice that today's program started early at 7:30. It's because I'm traveling a lot. I have a lot of things going on, holiday season, holiday parties. And so I've missed doing some of my Sunday broadcasts at 9 a.m. So the regular time for this program is Sundays at 9 a.m. It's just I have something going on today, so I'm doing the program a little early. So for those of you who are paying attention and have noticed that I'm broadcasting early, yay. And there have been a couple of you that have reached out that have not been on my program in a really long time. And so I'm going to probably get you guys on the air too today. So I'm going to go right to the caller here locally at 702. Hello, 702. Who's this?
It's Mariana.
Oh, hi, Mariana. What's your question for me today?
I'm just looking for clarity on my work, like of my own creative choice. That's for my highest good.
Are you already doing that work, or are you asking me for my advice on what work to do?
What work to do?
Ah,
I think I'm starting it, but it's more of clarity. Am I going in the right direction and stuff? So,
one of the biggest issues when people want to branch out on their own that they have to deal with is the idea of going from a regular paycheck to the paycheck they create. And
correct.
The card that's coming up here, that's your biggest challenge, is I'm worried about money card.
Okay.
So when the I'm worried about money card comes up, what happens is this, I dropped the phone. You tend to cut off the flow of what can naturally come to you. Now, what I've seen a lot of people do when they go a little bit more independent, when they go more entrepreneurial, is that they'll still take on some sort of a job, part-time, whatever it is, with hours that work toward what they really want to do. So you have this card right smack in the middle of your reading, and it's a card that's called intensity, which means that when you put your mind to something, no one stops you. You are a force unto yourself. And what I love about that is that you make stuff happen. So if you were to work with someone, say 4 hours a day, early in the morning, 8 to noon, 7 to 11, something like that, then you'd have the whole rest of the day freed up to do what you want to do. And if whatever you can get part time would cover your basic expenses, then there wouldn't be worry about money. You see what
All
I mean?
All right. Yes. Yeah.
So,
because
once you get past the worry about money, the money will come to you. Just make sure that whatever you're going to do moving forward, that you have all the appropriate licenses for it, that you are, that there's absolutely no reason why you couldn't be publicly celebrated for what you do really well. And that starts with having the foundation in place. What's also interesting here is that the biggest desire for you to leave the real world work environment and do something on your own is that you've worked really hard your whole life and for other people that you've made look good, and you haven't gotten a whole lot of pats on the head or pats on the back for that. So I can see this sort of overwhelming, and I'm going to use this word, need to have your own thing. But what I have to tell you is the vibe of where I think you'd be really good is solving people's issues, helping them get to the point of resolution, because you're really good at pinpointing the most important thing at the moment and getting it done.
Yeah.
So anything that you could do that expands on that would be perfect for you.
Thank you. Yes.
Does this all make sense? Okay.
It makes very much sense. Yeah.
We got to solve the issue of worrying about how to make sure there's food on the table.
Yes.
Okay, and that means that you do something that you get paid something modest, you know? It could be like $20 an hour, something modest, that it's worth it for you to show up every day, but it's also worth it for you to be able to put that check in the bank.
Yes.
It could be more than
that.
It could also be some sort of a situation where maybe it works out that that's your hourly rate, but you might also get commission on top of it.
Okay.
So I'm just telling you that opportunity is available to you. You just have to find it.
Thank you.
All right, my friend. Thank you for the call.
Thank you so much, Mona. Thank you.
All right, see you later.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 541 area code. Hello, 541. Who's this?
This is Holly.
Oh, hi, Holly. What's your question?
Okay, so my boyfriend of 4 years and I recently split up, and there was like no reason or rhyme for it. It just happened. And I'm just wanting to kind of know, like, if it's permanent, like, what's his basis, and, like, how he's dealing with this.
Let me see. Well, did he tell you he met somebody else?
No. He says that he hasn't.
Well, this is interesting, because whether he's met somebody else or not, he's thinking that somebody else might be the person he wants to be with. Now, the funny thing is, and I'll tell you what's interesting, is that the person that he may or may not be interested in is not interested in him. But what's really remarkable about your cards, Holly, is that maybe the boyfriend was just supposed to be a space holder. Because I see an amazing new man coming into your life. That is, he's likely to be a Pisces, Cancer, or Scorpio. He's got his stuff together. And whereas this other relationship took 4 years to get to the point of him going, I'm not sure I want to be in a relationship, which whatever he said to you, this next relationship feels like you found your soulmate. Now, I know you might have looked at your boyfriend as him, but what I'm seeing here is this new guy coming into your life, and I'm telling you he's coming into your life in 2018, is actually a better match for you with all of the same goals that you want to have in this lifetime. So back to the boyfriend, it may or may not be that he has somebody under his crosshairs that he's interested in, but he's thinking that there's the grass greener thing on the other side.
Is he ever going to, like, feel bad about, like, all the bad stuff that he's ever said and done? Like, is he ever going to hit that moment?
Well, here's the thing, is that your now past relationship, because this is coming up as though it's supposed to be one that fades in the past, is he is so self-absorbed, he's so into him, that he doesn't think he did anything wrong. He thinks he was telling you the truth, which is kind of bullcrap, because he could actually be kind of mean to you. So, of course, that makes me even happier that this relationship sort of ended. Now, you know, sometimes people, when they don't want to take responsibility for ending a relationship, will do something specific to end a relationship or have the other person end the relationship for them. So they do it in a very passive way. I'll give you a couple examples. So if it was absolutely a deal breaker for you to find out he slept with somebody else, let's just use that as an example. This would be someone that might actually go sleep with someone else, so you would break up with him, and he wouldn't have to have the responsibility of taking ownership of maybe this relationship isn't what he's looking for. You see what I mean? So sometimes
yeah.
when people don't want to be in a relationship, they will behave badly, specifically so the other person rejects them, and then they don't have to take the responsibility for taking responsibility of their life. So the fact that he was mean to you along the way, those were little pokes at you to get you to sort of woman up and go, I'm not tolerating this. You're out of my life. And you didn't. You instead went, wow, well, maybe there's some truth in what this jerk's telling me. And actually, what I think's happened in the last 4 years, and I'm really, if it was going to happen, I'm really happy it happened in 2017. Because 2017 in numerology is a 1 year, which means that the universe, whether you like it or not, is going to take away things that are no longer good for you. And I think the boyfriend's no longer good for you. So your question of, is he going to think of me? Is he going to regret? Is he going to regret what he said? Is he going to miss me? I think he's going to miss you, but I don't think that he's at the maturity level to be with someone as magnificent as you. That's my vibe, and the reason why I'm so thrilled that if it had to happen, it happened in 2017, is because 2018 in numerology is not well. Not only is it a partnership year, but it's a partnership year based on the number 11 in numerology. So if you add 2 and 1 and 8 together, it equals 11. And then you add 1 and 1 together, it's a 2, which means 2018 is a number 2 year. It is the perfect year for partnerships. So do whatever you need to do to resolve that the boyfriend should actually be in the past, Holly. He's in the past. Long-term relationship, looks like it wasn't going anywhere, and he needs to be in the past. Will he regret the way he behaved you? Maybe. But he thinks everything he did was right, even though what he did was painful. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm telling you that the person, the man on the horizon, is 10 times better than your boyfriend was. Seriously. And I even have a description. Brown hair, might spend some time in the sun, so it's got some sun streaks in it or a little lighter, but it's brown hair, blue or green eyes, athletic, probably rides a bicycle, probably does hiking, mountain biking, might do those Ironman, you know, kind of things, or you know, they have the mutters, the people that do those mutter things. I'm telling you, even though you're still pining for the ex-boyfriend, he really wasn't that nice to you. And I'm telling you, you deserve better. So the quicker that you can resolve that this one ends up in the past, the better. Because I'm telling you, the new guy, way worth it. Way worth it. So I would not...
Okay.
here's, sweetie pie, maintain your dignity. Do not chase. Do not do anything to put yourself in your ex's path. Actually finally decide that he's supposed to be in the past. And I know it. I know you're going to miss him. I know it's going to hurt. But what I would do is I would fill up my time of when I want to love somebody is I would go volunteer at an animal shelter. I would volunteer with seniors. I would do anything that keeps me busy but allows me to give love in some way. Because you have so much in your heart to give, Holly. And this ex-boyfriend doesn't deserve it.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Big hugs, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the... Hold on, let me get my action going here. Got somebody here from the 780 area code. Hello, 780. Who's this?
Yeah, hey, Mona. It's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Oh, hey, Jay. What's going on?
Hey, just got a good question. A couple of good questions. Regarding... I've dated a couple people with exes, and it seems like they're still close to exes. I just wondered, I don't know why that happens, but is it, why did the exes always hang around for some reason, whether it's male or female? Then I have to ask a question regarding relationship question issue.
Okay, which question you want me to answer? Because I'm here usually to answer one, but if something else comes up, I'll throw it in there.
Sure, just answer the one there regarding the exes hanging around, whether it's for male or female.
Okay,
there is no lies for some reason. It could be for family, but I just wondered about.
Well, that was gonna be my first statement. Is if there's kids involved, they have to get along with the ex. But here is my perfect 5 questions on the first date. I'm gonna give you these 5 questions. I'm probably going to write a book about finding the one sometime in 2018 because 2018 is a partnership year. So here are the 5 questions on the first date that you should squeeze into the conversation. The first is, are you single and available? That's the first question. Second question is, what's your 5-year plan? The next question is there anything from the past that I need to be aware of? Right? What do you want in life? And then the last one is, do you want to get married and have kids? Now, I'm telling you, for a guy to bring that up first means that you're serious. And so I have to tell you, the majority of my majority of my callers are women. The majority of my listeners are men, because I have the demographics on my program, which cracks me up a little bit. So I'm saying this for the benefit of you and all the other men listening, that in those first date, single, are you single and available? Which means sometimes the ex thing rears its ugly head. What's your 5-year plan? Is there anything from the past I need to be aware of? What do you love in life? And do you want to get married and have kids? Because here's the thing. If you ask that question and you don't want kids, say, well, you don't have to say, well, that's a deal breaker for me because I don't want kids. All right? I mean, you don't have to say it. You can just have the first date, have a lovely time, and then move on. But I have to tell you, I've had more men recently call me for readings that are ready to get married and have kids. They're ready for that. They're usually around 32 or 33 years old. They've sowed their wild oats, and they don't want some woman in their life that's not serious. So let me go to your... Now I'm going to look at the cards. You have 2 amazing cards in your reading. So I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck, and I don't even know if you can buy it anymore.
I have that one.
You
yeah.
do? I don't even know if you can buy the deck anymore, Jay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I went online to try and buy it, and people on Amazon were selling it for $100. Because when you go on the Osho site to buy them, they don't sell the cards on the site anymore. You have to buy the app.
Oh, that's... Ugh.
Isn't that clever?
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah.
I'm just telling you. So I have 5 decks of cards that are unopened from Osho, those Osho Zen Tarot deck, because that's the deck I love.
Oh, really?
I love this deck. So the two cards that are amazing that you have in your five-card spread, you have the Master card, which is an extra card in the Tarot deck, as you know, which is the spiritual connection to all things to draw to you what you want, among other things. That's the way I'm using it in this spread. And then you have the Happy Marriage card, which is the Innocence card related to the Sun card in traditional tarot. So the reason why the X thing is bothering you is because you want to be the only person that that person's ever really loved. You don't want someone with baggage. And even though someone is friendly with the exes, it's just not something you want. So you're being shown in 2017, the numerology year of one, what you don't want. So that's why there seems to be this sort of repeated mojo of you being shown people that are still connected with their exes in some way. And they're always going to be connected with their exes if there's kids.
Right.
That's always going to be an issue. So for you, frankly, you want the relationship where she doesn't have children. You want that relationship. And you want the relationship where moving forward, it's all fresh with the two of you. And there's absolutely no reason why you can't have that.
You know, at my age, that one's actually a question I'll believe out because we're not, you know, capable of having kids at our age. But the X thing is the real good question to ask.
Well, yeah. So here's the thing, is that you can even say, because here's the thing, you might meet somebody that's thinking about it, and that's why I'm telling you to clear that question right off. You know, tell me about the, tell me about kids. Just ask that question. Tell me about kids. Well, what do you want to know? Well, do you have them? Do you want them? I mean, seriously, because it doesn't matter the age. There are still women out there that are pining for the idea at age, you know, they start hitting their 30s and they get the clock ticking in the back of their head and they go, well, I should have a kid. Well, they might not really even want a kid. It's just that, you know, society has bared down on them to give them pressure. But what I'm seeing here is that 2018 is the better year for you to cultivate a relationship than 2017 was. Because 2018 is a year of partnership. So there you go. So with the exes, just you ask that question on the first date. Are you friendly with your ex? Are you friendly with any exes? And if they say yes, that's just a little ding, ding, ding in the back of your head to think about. But I believe there are plenty of people out there that don't have some X that's looming on the horizon at almost every turn or conversation. I think you can find that, personally. I just don't think you found it yet.
Yeah, well, I'm dating a person right now who just told me about the X, just as in just, you know, they drive to church and whatever, but it's like, okay, I got to ask that question or further. I got to go a little bit deeper with that. So,
well, and here's the thing. Just say, you know, you could even say it from your perspective. I know it's unreasonable for me to think that I could find somebody that's never been in love before. You could say that to yourself. I know it's unreasonable for me to think I could find someone that's never loved somebody else. You could, I mean, just as a recognition, you could say that to yourself, and that might help. But I have to tell you that this is saying 2018 is the year you draw to you the relationship that you end up spending the rest of your life with.
Okay.
So just keep your options open, including the, you know, you could even say at one point, if she starts bringing up the ex, just say, you know, sometimes I find it uncomfortable when I'm seeing somebody and it seems like they are still bringing up things with their ex. That's uncomfortable to me. You could just say it. Throw it out there. Put it on the table, Jay. All right, my friend. Thanks for the call.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Mona. Thanks for the great advice.
See you later. Okay, bye.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye.
You too, bye. All right. Now, so I had some, that's really interesting. So, you know, it's so funny. I have people that ask me to get on my radio program, and then we set it up for them to call in, and then they don't. So, of course, these were young men that were partying in Vegas, and we couldn't arrange to get them scheduled as a actual appointment. So I had them call into the radio program, but that's okay. They're lost. I'm going to go to area code 916. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. My name is Wendy.
Oh, I know you, Wendy.
I love you and your show. God bless you.
You're so funny. What's your question?
I'm going to say a prayer for your health. As you know,
it's almost gone,
but
thank you. I appreciate that.
Certainly, of course. I don't know if you read my email, but I'm still with the same company for 5 months now. But
yay.
There's been a series. Thank God. But Mona, I'm telling you, this company has such terrible computer system issues, and it's resulted in delays for me. And also, I think I was brilliant in asking for an ADA accommodation for hearing aids because I got a retraining starting in September, but my whole class has been released to take calls for almost 6 weeks now, but not me, because the first headset they ordered was defective. But I think it's by design, God's will, because I got another letter from my audiologist, and an MD signed it too, stating I need to complete my training because it's not fair that I wasn't given the opportunity. So anyway, they told me last week I will start fresh in January, brand new. And it's either going to be Bernard, Victoria, or Francesca. And that training will last 2 months, so that'll give me a good 7 months with the company.
Mm-hmm.
And Clayton is my current boss. And ironically, he doesn't really have a space for me. His team is full except for one space, but there's no phone. And he still hasn't gotten me over there, but I'm not comfortable on that team anyway. So I'm praying that when I try out this new headset on Monday or Tuesday, that it works with their Avaya phone system, and that if it doesn't work, that they just don't dump me, that they'll try another phone, and ultimately that I keep this job at least 2 years.
Well, here's the thing, is that part of what I absolutely love about you being part of this company is that they can't treat you like you're a cookie-cutter person that could be hired and dismissed at their will. And one of the things that I love about that is that not only is it allowing you to address what's important for you to stand up for, which I'm totally getting that. I'm smiling when I'm looking at your cards here because if they were to let you go without providing you what you need to actually learn the job well, they know that they would be setting themselves up for something that would be super ugly, because all you'd have to do is reach out to the local news station about how unfair their employment practices are, and it would open up this can of worms that they don't even want to deal with, all right?
Oh, so, they don't want to mess with ADA.
But what I'm trying to tell you is that you need to, in my opinion, you need to start showing the fact that you really are an amazing, sweet, wonderful adopted aunt to everybody there. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to act as though you're everybody's favorite aunt.
Okay.
Now, the reason I want you to do that is that I don't want you on Clayton's team either. When you said the name Bernard, I got little tickles of giggles when you said that name, because I love that name.
Uh-huh.
Bernard.
Uh-huh.
It's like, ooh, it's just, there's something warm and fuzzy about that name to me. So the thing is I want you to start acting like everybody's aunt, all right?
Okay.
Now, it starts with you, not maybe tomorrow, but maybe tomorrow night, you bake up, you go to the grocery store and you buy a bunch of those cut and bake cookies. You throw an extra, some M&Ms on them before you bake them.
Uh-huh.
And you bring them in on Tuesday and say, I brought cookies for everybody. You know, just, you can even say, you know, I can't afford to give you all a present, but I want to bake cookies for everybody. So you do some sort of community baking thing, you see?
Yeah.
And you bring it in. And you say, you know, happy holidays to everybody. I just really love being here. You guys are great.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is that, have you already made friends at work?
I've made some friends. Morgan is, I make friends with people that are quite a bit younger than me.
That's why I want you to be everybody's aunt. That's why I'm saying that if you start calling yourself Aunt Wendy, seriously, if you start, you can call me Aunt Wendy, or you can just call me Wendy.
Okay.
It's like,
sure.
It's like, I feel like I'm everybody's favorite aunt here. Because here's the thing, is that what I think is going to happen down the road, and I don't think there's going to be a problem with you staying there 2 years, but what I think is going to happen down the road is that when people want to get the attention of the boss, they're going to tell you.
Oh.
And then you're going to go say, hey, you know, there's been a little bit of an issue with blah, 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 or someone got electrocuted, and I don't mean seriously, with that phone set they're using. You know, the thing is that this company, they have no clue how oblivious they were to their equipment until you came in.
Wow.
So,
well, I mean, I'm not kidding.
I mean, because I got to tell you this real quick. Because I remember when you first started the job that the trainer you had was awful. And that you kept telling the trainer that your computer didn't work. And the trainer ignored you until you finally turned around and said, I think I'm being discriminated against.
Yeah. Well, I didn't use those words, but you said ADA.
Okay, but my point is that they're not gonna fire you. But now you gotta tweak this around to be easy to work with and not hard to work with.
You bet.
Okay,
so
that's why I'm thinking that the reason why and I'm saying it this way, the reason why Clayton doesn't have a place for you is because I'm not sure Clayton wants you on his team.
That's fine with me.
Right.
And you don't want
to be on the team either.
I want to be on Sherry's team with Sylvia, the team lead. She's a wonderful team lead. I have a good rapport with Peggy's team and Helen. And that's where Morgan is, lady.
I would invest $40 on those, throw them in the oven, baked sugar cookies that you throw M&Ms on. And bring every one of those people a couple dozen cookies. And say, I brought cookies for your team. Or if there's one community room, I brought cookies for everybody. Cookies for everybody. Okay?
Or donuts. Yeah.
Donuts are easy because you don't bake them. But if you say, I baked cookies, you don't have to say I homemade cookies. You can say, I baked cookies.
Special, yeah.
Okay, I baked these special for you. It doesn't matter that they were the slice and bake things. Because those are actually pretty good. And I have to tell you, I don't know if you have a Kroger or a Smith's near you, but the Kroger brand of chocolate chip cookies are amazingly good.
Wow.
They're just like homemade Toll House cookies. All right, gal pal. Gotta go.
Them.
All right, baby. See you later. Big hug.
Will I go to a new supervisor after my training? That's what I need to
know. Oh, yeah. That's why I'm telling you to bake cookies. Because Sweetie, here's what I want to have happen. When you bring all these cookies in and you put them in the break room and you say, I brought everybody cookies because I can't afford to buy you all Christmas presents. Merry Christmas. The thing is that a couple of these supervisors you mentioned, Sylvia, Sherry, you just mentioned these people, they're going to go, well, Wendy baked cookies. She can't be that bad.
Yeah.
But you got to show it. You got to show it.
So will I get a lady supervisor at the close of training in March?
Probably, but I also like Bernard. I really like that.
He's a trainer.
But I have to tell you, Bernard is going to be somebody that's going to be very helpful to you.
And that's
so
good.
I want you to be Bernard's best friend.
Okay. He's quite a tall African-American gentleman. And
I love Bernard. There's something about him that I'm just telling you, I'm getting the warm fuzzies. I got to go. I have lots of calls. All right, sweetie.
I remind him of his mother.
Perfect. Take on that role, girl.
Okay.
Right.
He's quite a tall African-American gentleman. And I said hello to him Friday. Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
And then when what you do is you tell everybody you brought cookies in the break room on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
All right, girl.
Okay.
Gotta go. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. God bless.
See you later. Bye. All right. You guys, I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 917. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Jessica. It's my pleasure. What's your question?
Hi. So it has to do with career. I'm getting ready to apply for full-time jobs again. I'm feeling the inspiration to do it.
Yay.
And someone made a suggestion to me the other day that has been playing in my mind as far as with these couple of months that I've been off, I have been part of this like online community and I've sort of been consulting them, but it hasn't been like, and what I mean by that is like, I've been sharing with them how to make like the user experience better. Now, this is not like a formal arrangement that I've had with them. And basically what I'm getting at here is it's sort of been mentioned like, hey, why don't you put that on your resume? That you've
oh my
been
God,
consulting
totally.
Them.
Yeah, why not?
Even though, okay. But then that also, I think, would require me speaking to the one person that I usually connect with and saying like, hey, can you be a reference for me? And I feel really uncomfortable doing that. Because I'll tell you why. Because usually I'm not intimidated by these things, but I've had to sort of transform how I give feedback because I end up running up against this with a lot of companies and people that I just intuitively notice where they're not doing things like quote right or like efficiently or like in the kindest way to like their employees or customers.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of comes off as like being a bee, we'll say that, you know, like, and I've had to like transform it to be softer so people like take in the feedback rather than me looking at like I'm the problem, you know, or the one yelling at them or something or other. So
right.
That's my concern with this is that I don't know if I sort of was like annoying them at some point, like kind of.
Okay. So here's what I'm getting. First of all, I'm not necessarily – I like the idea of you having it as experience, but I wouldn't necessarily put it down as a job unless they actually – someone paid you to do it.
Right, okay.
So – but here's what I would do is I would for sure mention it in the interview because the thing is that you don't do idle very well. And you can actually say, I'm someone who likes to stay busy, so I will do things to help and contribute, even if I'm not getting paid for it, because I think it's the right thing to do. Now, that is a great statement to make.
Yeah, it's 100% true, too. You're totally right with that. Yeah.
But I want you to say it that way, because you say, I'm incredibly efficient with getting the job done. And because I like to stay busy, I will contribute in other areas, if I'm welcome, to make things more efficient there, too. I will help in other areas as needed. So here's the thing. You've got your first card in your reading is a card that literally says, I'm taking my own happiness seriously. Okay? So you had this time
100%
off.
100% true. Yeah.
Right. You had this time off. You're ready to actually jump in and get into something new. Now, what's really interesting is it's saying, I want you to go in the next job and do 80% of your normal capacity in the next job. I don't want you to go in and be the 110% person.
Yeah.
I want you to go in and do 80% with a great attitude. Okay? In other words, for the first 3 months, actually, no, I'm going to take it longer. For the first 5 months of the job, because I think you're going to find a job in January or beginning of February, absolute latest, but say till about May, you do 80% of your job, in other words, do 80% effort, which would be anybody else's 100%, with a great
exactly
attitude.
Exactly true.
Okay, with a great attitude. You go in with the idea that I'm here for 8 hours or 9 hours a day. I'm going to have a great attitude about it. I'm not going to get politically connected with anybody. I'm going to be nice to everybody. I'm going to do my job, and I'm going to do it really great. All right? Now, the reason I'm asking you to be not emotionally attached to the job that you get next is because I want you to just go in and do the job. But I want you to have a good time while you're there, all right? Because what this is saying, and I know you didn't ask about love, but what it's saying here is that there is going to be, and now I got to ask this question because I'm not sure if this is a soulmate relationship in the sense of just someone you have to meet in this lifetime, or if this is a love relationship. Are you in a serious relationship now?
No, not.
Okay. The whole purpose of this next job is for you to meet this person that you end up spending the rest of your life with.
Oh my God.
Which is not what you asked me. But I'm telling you, the next job is you go in, you have a great attitude, you look pretty good each day you go to work. In other words, we don't get a job where you dress up like a slob. We actually go to a job where you seeing people, you know what I'm, because there are jobs like that here. And I mean,
I
have
had
a whole
jobs
bunch,
like that. That's
right. And the funny thing is when you dress like a slob, sometimes you act like a slob. Think about it. You know, I mean, but anyway, I get off on tangents. But I want to tell you that the biggest reason that I want you to take this next job and just do 80% and be nice to everybody is because you're supposed to meet the person that you end up spending the rest of your life with at this next job. And then you decide what you're going to do from there. Personally, I think you should hone your public speaking skills. Personally, I think you would be awesome in front of large groups of people talking about being the devil's advocate, being the B word.
Oh, my goodness, really?
Because think about it. That could be a really, really funny speech. And it could be something that ends up on TED. But I'm telling you that the whole goal with you getting the next job, it's to be a job that you do well and you like. But that's not the real reason. The real reason, according to this, is you meet someone that you spend the rest of your life with. So I'm really happy to be able to tell you that good news. All right, Jessica, gotta go. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, that's very cool. Okay,
all right.
Cool. Thank you very much. Awesome.
All right, see
you. All
thanks.
Right, bye.
Bye. All right. Okay, I got somebody here from the 860 area code. Hello, 860.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Amla.
Hi, Amla. How are you?
Good. How are you?
What's your question for me today?
Okay, so my birthday is this coming Saturday, so I'm really excited for new beginnings.
Yay,
literally.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you. It's been a heck of a year, and I'm wondering if you see
me. No kidding.
Yeah, that's for sure. Do you see me meeting somebody with my writing? Because I'm actually taking a class in January. I'm getting really serious about this. I got to get this project done, 2018. And I really want to get this on its way and published. So.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. It's time.
Okay. So wait a minute. There are three. One might be one. The two of these cards might be one guy. There are three men in your cards. The first one I don't like. So you may have already run into this guy. This is a guy that he thinks he's all that in a bag of chips, and he's so stuck in the past about how the way things used to be or how the way he used to do things, that the way you're doing things, which is new and innovative and modern and whatever, he doesn't get it. Okay, so this guy, don't get advice from him anymore.
Okay,
because he's stuck in the past. Then
is that
there are two. Go
Mona,
ahead.
Is it just to clarify, is that Justin you're talking about, this person?
Probably, because
what
I'm getting is that he acts like an old man.
Yeah.
So don't seek his advice anymore, even if he's had a certain level of success, and even though he's been a writer himself, or even though he's been in the publishing game, or whatever it is, don't seek advice from him anymore. Because all that's doing is frustrating you. Because you keep saying to yourself, I can do this, I can do this. And he goes, no, you can't. You know you can't. You got to do it this way.
Okay.
So in other words, you've already kind of learned the lesson that all he is a big freaking naysayer. Right?
Yeah.
So now the guy that I really think is going to help you has dark hair and dark eyes. He's a big guy. All right.
Okay.
Now, this could, when I get big, it could be he's physically big, you know, like an ex-football player, just a large man. Or he's somebody that's big in the industry that you want him to be big in. So if he owns a magazine, or if he's an editor of a magazine, or if he's a publisher, or if he's just a relatively wealthy dude that can pretty much do anything he wants, here's what I want you to do that I don't know that you're doing.
Because
I want you to find a meetup group in your city. Literally look up meetup group for writers.
Okay.
In your city, and I want you to start going to those events. So if it's a cocktail thing or a coffee thing, like one of the things I've learned to do in 2018, and I'm a very, very just scratch the surface beginner, is I've learned how to do WordPress. Because I have something like 80 domain names. Seriously, I think of a cool domain name and I buy it. Okay, which I'm a domain name slut. I really am. I have all these domains. So, but I've had these great ideas for some of these domains. So I figured, well, the only way I'm going to be able to do anything with them is I'm not going to pay people to make me websites. So I'm going to make simple websites because now I know how to use the basics of WordPress. So there's a meetup group in Vegas that does WordPress. So I'm going to sit there and be a fly on the wall and learn what I don't know.
Right.
You see?
Yep.
But they're very low cost or free.
Yes.
So for you to get involved in another group of writers. One of the other things that I just found out is that, you know, I published 9-Day Energy Reset on Amazon and Barnes & Noble as an e-book, right? Well, what's really interesting is now Amazon is allowing you to print your book right from their site. So my book's an ebook right now, but I could actually make a version that's a workbook that people can order and use it as a ritual. So my plan is to get that done before the end of this month so that on January 1st, people can do this 9-day energy reset ritual to its full advantage because there's writing exercises connected with it. So what I'm trying to tell you here is that stop listening to the guy that keeps telling you, no, you can't do it that way, and start listening to the people that have done it.
Okay.
So now I'm going to give you a power month. You have a power month in 2018, and it's April. So So okay. It's saying that either you meet this man in April or you meet this man by April. But I
okay.
actually want you to find, say, three different groups that all align with what you want to do writing-wise. One could
yes.
be a writer's group, right? One could be
yes.
a promotion group, like,
yes.
you know, internet promotion. One could be,
yes.
I don't know, a printing group.
Well, yeah, the publishing, that's what's happening in January. There's a six-week series course that I'm really taking a look at. I'm going to do it. It's January 3rd through February, yeah, and that sounds really appealing, and she's published work herself, so she's teaching, like, PowerPoints of writing and execution time. I'm more creative. I need more organization skills and just
right.
plugging in and filling in the dots. Basically, that's what my needs are right now.
Well, here's the thing
yeah.
is that in my mind, you have the only thing you're not doing, because you have the talent, the only thing you're
yeah.
not doing is finding a way of how to do it yourself. Because
exactly.
you know, the first book I wrote was a book called Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. It is out of print right now, but I actually self-published it. I got the ISBN. I wrote it. I ordered 4,000 copies. I've sold probably – I only have 200 copies left, and I'm saving
yeah.
those for a special event where I'm going to give away the first editions on something. I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
That's
but
beautiful.
The reason it's not yeah. in print anymore, the reason it's not in print is it's an app. So I changed the name to Dice Wisdom, and it's an app that you download on your phone for $1.99, and it allows you to ask questions right on your phone. So it's like having
Ooh.
A psychic in your pocket. So
wow.
when you're unsure about something, I know, $1.99, dicewisdom.com. But you actually pull out your phone, you tap the dice, you think of a question, you tap the dice, and it gives you the answer. So
wow.
So I wrote that, gosh, I published that in 10 years ago.
Okay.
13 years ago. But the reason
wow.
I bring all that up is that
yes.
you also have to be open to the idea that things are changing very quickly for
quickly.
People that are creative.
Yes. It's so true. It is such a different way of doing things. And, oh, God, I have so much to do because I want to also do the audio book. I'm also visually impaired. That's what my book is about. And I've talked
right.
to you about that before. So
right.
it's really important to me. It's important for me to help people like myself. I could still read, but it's very hard. It's very difficult,
right.
challenging.
And
yeah.
and so the other thing that I'm getting with you is that
yeah.
You might be the pioneer of an invention that helps people that are visually impaired
yeah.
actually see better or assimilate better in some way. I don't know what it is, but it's after you write the book. And I keep getting public speaking with you. Is
yes.
that there's something
right.
there's something so motivating about you that
yes.
That just because you're it's like you're even more creative than the average person because
I
now
know.
You are going to you're actually going to take advantage of all the resources available to you that you normally wouldn't.
Yes.
But I keep getting public speaking with you. I see you getting onto a stage and talking
yes.
about not only your journey, but now the opportunity because of your journey.
Absolutely. And it's so interesting because I really feel so connected with – that was the whole process. That's why I know part of the reason why this book didn't come out yet is because I had to feel completely 100% confident within me. And I didn't have that until this year. This year was the breaking point of,
well,
like, girlfriend, you've
right.
got it going on. You know what I mean?
2000,
and I
yeah. Wait,
that.
I got to interrupt you. 2017 yeah. is a year of taking care of you.
Yes.
So the fact that you came to that resolution, that epiphany, that moment of, hey, I'm pretty cool.
Yes.
I'm pretty cool. And I'm pretty cool exactly the way I am. And everybody
exactly.
else needs to accept themselves for being pretty cool for who they are.
Yeah.
So,
and it's
me,
funny because like, when you're shining your light, it's like I mean, I'm empathic too. I mean, there's the intuitive skills because I don't see well. It's just it's an interesting gift because you could see, I see through people myself. It's just like, but I still carry on and walk with my cane like nobody's business. My cane's name is Sophia, by the way. Classy
oh,
name.
Sophia.
Classy gal, I am.
You know,
yeah.
Wait, sweetie, you know that would be a great children's story. is that you write about you write a story about Sophia the cane.
Oh yeah, that's one of my chapters, but I didn't think of it as a children's book.
No, no, no. All by itself is a story. All by itself. And it might be something that you send. I'd actually like you to send that. I'd like you to write that story. How Sophia became my guide, or how Sophia helps me, and then you send it to the newspaper so that they can publish it around Christmas time.
Ah, that's beautiful. That's a great
idea. Yeah, you're pretty awesome. All right, gal pal, gotta go. Thanks for the call.
Sure. Thank you so much. Many blessings. Thank you.
Okay, same to you. Bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, you guys. So I'm going to be live next Sunday at my normal time at 9 a.m. Thank you so much for paying attention and calling in on a different time this time. But I'll be back live next Sunday at 9 a.m. I really am sending you guys big hugs. Thank you so much for being a part of my program and being my callers. And we'll talk again next week.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.